Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I've tried living it risky, relied on women and whiskey, chased my blues, turned my nights to days. First rage, only a pastime, with age, more than a lifetime of days.
Well, Palestinian mobs in the new Islamabad in Minneapolis, St. Paul, are pulling a Black Lives Matter event. They're blocking roads with city council members and pulling old white people out of their cars, beating them up. Hell, I'm surprised the jury's just going to arrest all the old white men and put them in jail. But it was George Floyd. Get him, he's white. It's all ADL run.
You live.
ADL's got this country by the balls. Get that old white man. Beat up his car. Pull him out of it. Nice people, huh?
I've stopped looking for questions.
Supposed to bring more in so they can get on welfare and bitch at us all day. Run around with their stupid ass flags. And that's what, you know, Minnesotans are really nice people, but boy, do they just roll over to it all. Man, those Muslims in there just run the show. They walk around, get in your face, tell you they're the boss. I've seen it. That's happened to me. I've been in, like, London videotaping the shooting footage of a big famous Trafalgar Square, and Muslims walked over in nightgowns, you know, their outfits, and said, "Turn that off. I'm walking in front of you." They're, like, 20 feet away. And I said, "Hey, buddy, I'm from Texas. Burn in hell." And they're like, "Whoa." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not one of these. Not trying to be mean to the Brits, but I'm not one of these people that bows down." Sort of, I said, "Okay." I was there with happened with Watson and his brother. And, I mean, you know what? You want to try to outnumber him and stuff, that's fine. But I'm not like the average person that's just going to sit there and you pile on them and do all this stuff. First person attacks me is going to get their nose completely torn off their face. Then I'm going to pick up a trash can and I'm going to break it over your head. Then I'm going to pick up the next person after me and I'm going to body slam you, pile drive you straight in the ground and break your neck. So we'll see who's tough. And then you may overwhelm me after that point. But a couple of you are going to the hospital. Some of you might die. So understand that's what you're about to have happen. And that's the veneer of civilization. Most people never turned on their vicious caveman. I know how. I know how to open the kill switch up. But don't worry. Once you start enough fights with people, they'll learn how to turn it on too. Because anybody can turn it on. Larry in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Watching the Islamic takeover of America.
Hope not. But, yeah, it's pretty bad where it is. Had an interesting thought. When you had Ezra Levant on last week, y'all talked a little bit about the Israel thing.
Yes.
And particularly, he was very favorably disposed towards the changes in the judicial system they were making. So I did a little research on that, and indeed the judicial system in Israel had started to become a little bit like the one in Brazil. And you know what that did to Bolsonaro and in the election and throwing in the
comments. I mean, I've researched it too. The left is setting up a dictatorship through the judiciary there, just like they're kind of doing here.
But the piece that then Patrick Byrne, who's been on the show, I've heard listened to on the show a couple of times, came out with a video yesterday. Now, you know, he's a big software guy. That's basically what allowed Overstock.com to do so well was he had been involved in software, and he worked software over in Israel. And he's done some digging, and basically his explanation on the stand down and Biden's visit, which I was all ready to say Netanyahu was in trouble, just like you said a couple of times.
Hold on, I want to hear this. Hold on, no, don't hang up. We got Alex Rosen coming up, but he won't mind to sit there for a minute or two and hear where you finish your point, Larry. We'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. Too much confusion.
Well, our next guest is so prolific and so amazing, it's hard to even describe. He is the Predator Poacher, I Fight for Kids, on Twitter, Alex Rosen. We're going to him in just a moment, but I was finishing up with Larry in Florida, and he was talking about Patrick Byrne and you know, the Overstock CEO, really smart guy, and what he was saying is really going on over in Israel. So go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, I will do, Alex, and I'll be quick. But basically, what Patrick is saying is that there's a software company in Israel. They're one of the biggest software developers in the world now. But there's a company called Paragon, which does most of the Israeli military and defense software, and a bunch of the Obama left behinds, and Obama became involved in it. So that's the backdrop that Byrne suggested. And then what he's basically saying is that this is about regime change because the conservatives, the Netanyahu being, whether you like what he said about the vaccines, which I think is horrific, and I was ready to believe, you know, most anything about him. But what he's basically saying is they're looking at regime change and bringing a more left-oriented.
I'm not on some bandwagon bashing Netanyahu. I've just been calling it it is. But absolutely, they could have used their people in the government, that half the government's leftists or more, to stand down to then say that Netanyahu did it. Because we know the Rothschilds and Yuval Noah Harari say that he's a dictator and they want to remove him. So, absolutely.
Yeah, he's saying CIA was into it. Mossad, part of Mossad was into it. And if you're designed the software and the warning systems, all that gives you the opportunity to be able to tinker with that. And so he's basically saying they're going to do regime change, and they may try and go back to that previous prime minister, who, by the way, was 30-time visitor to Epstein's Island, so is probably compromised, if nothing else. Anyhow, it's a 24-minute video that he put out yesterday that I'm sure your crew can pull up, but very interesting. And Biden, his take on Biden went over there to deliver, don't invade Gaza, period, or we won't support you. And that's what will create when ultimately, if they don't invade, that's what will create the internal pressure for the regime change. So there it is, us doing regime change again.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I know that the globalists want Netanyahu gone. I've just looked at all the angles. I mean, that's what I said, is I know there's a stand down. I don't know if his own government turned against him or what, or he's involved. There's clearly a standout. Thank you so much. Great points. All right. Alex Rosen is an amazing guy, and he doesn't really need any introduction. Most folks know who he is. Predator Poachers, I Fight for Kids, one word on Twitter. He's an independent journalist and founder of the Predator Poachers, a group of friends that go around the country catching online child predators. They have been arrested in 41 states. His latest confrontation with the vaccine-promoting pediatrician Dr. Peter Hotez went viral after Joe Rogan challenged Hotez to a charity debate on vaccines with RFK Jr. And to try to keep track of all he's done is just impossible. They're busting people sometimes every day. These are sickening videos, but we're going to be airing some of these here in a few minutes. But just to get his take on the awareness of how big the child predator movement is worldwide, what he thinks now in the aftermath of the Sound of Freedom, and what some of his latest victories have been. So, Alex, thanks for joining us.
How's it going?
Good, man. I don't know where to start. I mean, you've got so many amazing things you've done, and it seems like every day I see some new incredible event. I just want to focus on it, and as a leading expert on, you know, the pedo drag queen times and all this, just how will you big picture describe what's happening in the world? Is it getting worse? Or are we just waking up to how bad it was? And then what are some of your latest exploits?
Well, I think it's always, for years and years and years, people have been attracted to children, and I think the internet brings it out of people, gives them an outlet to go do that in more ways than just molesting kids. But, you know, coincidentally, a lot of the people we do catch trying to do this stuff online, they have done it with kids in person before, but, you know, now it's just at a point where they can engage in pedo activities every single second of the day if they want to, rather than just opportunistic when they're around children. But, recently, we've just came back from a 3-week, 24-bus trip, and we were in Amarillo, Texas 2 days ago where we finished it off, and we caught a guy who was into snuff films of children and to dogs.
Wow, and I know you sent me a bunch of videos. Do we have the one that's into snuff films here?
It's not out yet.
Wow, and then I saw this one about a month ago with a guy that brought a pizza and flowers, and you'd busted him before, and now he was already out just a few months later trying to grab little girls. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, David Morris is a name, and after he got out of jail over the weekend, he either got an ROR bond, which means that they didn't give him any price to pay, they just let him out with a future court date, or he gave him a low bond. He hit up our same exact decoy account and tried to meet us again, so we gave him a story that we moved to, like, St. Louis, a city called University City that's in that county, and he re-downloads all of his child porn that we busted him for, and he takes a 5-hour train ride to meet the same girl he thought he was meeting, that's him right there, and he gets arrested for child pornography again. So right now he's currently on house arrest with an ankle monitor on, and you know, I don't think he stopped. So,
well, the reason I think this guy's so important in all these videos is you're catching the kind of Renfield zombie ghoul level. You've also busted some smarter ones, but you know, there's obviously more intelligent people like Epstein and, you know, others that are operating in the shadows, a lot of them intelligence agencies, but these are like vampires that they can't stop. No matter what, they keep trying to do it, and many of them do actually kidnap and abuse and hurt children. Why in the hell, I was going from memory, I thought he was out in a few months, he was out in a few days. How in the, he has child porn of children being raped, he's trying to meet with a young girl, how the hell is he not in jail?
Well, so with Lake County, Indiana, East Chicago, the word Chicago kind of speaks for itself on why he wasn't in jail for more than 2 days. But in St. Louis County, surprisingly, they've been really good to us, despite it being a very left county. And he was in jail on a $250,000 cash only bond. BS and said that, oh, but we have he has a medical issue, so they let him out on house arrest. There's a future court date coming up on November 17th, and we'll see what happens then.
And boy, do these guys fit the bill of what a pedo looks like. I mean, they look ghoulish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, in person, the video doesn't do it justice with how ghoulish he looks in person. Like, we even said he looks like a walking corpse, and he's not going to stop unless he's in a prison cell or stuff I can't say on air.
You were a football player, all the rest of it. I remember your story, how you saw this up in the news. Surely there's not this many predators. So you went out just one time and tried to catch one and instantly got one on the line. You're like, whoa. So you discovered, you know, you're just how deep this goes. But to me, this is spiritual. And it literally is about vampirism of innocence of children. And when you see them, it is literally like they're demonic husk. Is that true? Here you are with the Jussie Smollett guys that are now on your side. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah.
This is wild.
No, that's exactly what it is. Because, you know, me and you can look at a beautiful woman walking down the street and just, you know, think some stuff in their mind of what you want to do to them. But never would we act on it without, like, you know, obviously permission, but it's deeper than just an attraction to kids with people like, you know, that, oh, that's a snuff film guy. There you go. With people like that. He, I mean, it's not only an attraction, but they can't contain themselves. Like, they can't just say, ah, she's beautiful, but I'm not going to do anything. I mean, it is like literally like a zombie-like vampire thing where they're just so attracted to them that there's nothing that's going to get in their way. That's not temporary.
It's just wild. So I want to play some of these clips, and if we do have the snuff film guy, I want to get that ready first. But people are fascinated by the work you do. Recap how you got involved, how long you've been doing this, and it seems like you're per capita way more successful than even law enforcement agencies, both federal and local, at this, and if so, why?
Well, we've been doing this for 4 years. Started doing this when I was 19. I'm 23 now, but I know I look a lot older, but, you know, dealing with these types of people can definitely age you. And, you know, law enforcement definitely does this pretty well, but their hands are constrained. It's just like anything else. When it's private sector, it's going to be more efficient. I mean, you hear the stories about healthcare in Canada, how much the wait times are. It's a similar thing with this. I mean, when we just don't really have any bureaucracy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I like playing games with them, you know, cooking food for them, having fun. Yeah. They're so innocent, good. I have zero sexual attraction. I cannot imagine being attracted to a child. Do we have statistics or numbers? It seems like it's growing. It's being culturally promoted. Or was it always there and it just now has more venues to be exposed? I mean, how do you study all this? What are the real numbers? And is there any particular country that's the capital of this? Seems like the Netherlands is bad, the UK is bad, Belgium's really bad, France is bad. I mean, who's the capital?
Well, recently we've kind of been getting a hold of people in child pornography rings. We've caught, like, I think 8 people in one group or something like that. And that's all coming from South America. But, you know, it's happening in every country. But there's a bunch of groups on this app called WhatsApp, of course, we all know that, called WhatsApp, where all these child pornography groups are in Spanish, and the group leaders are in Spanish. And we're not sure yet if they're producing any of the images or not, or if they're getting it from somewhere else. But a lot of PDs that we've dealt with recently are actively investigating.
So that gives credence to the whole, you know, investigation in the movie and the rest of it about the Sound of Freedom. And that's a better question. I was asking, right, who are the biggest consumers, but you're saying clearly Central South America are the biggest producers.
Recently that we've seen, yeah, or it could be like Eastern Europe, South, like Thailand, stuff like that, because I do ask the predators, like, and you can watch this on rumble.com, Predator Poach, it's completely free to go watch. I ask them, like, well, what race are the kids that this is happening to? Very rarely are they saying, like, white. It's all like Hispanic or Asian or Indian, stuff like that. Just countries that, you know, kind of don't value life like we do.
And again, that's a positive for the West. We think of ourselves as the capital of this, but really, we might be the capital for watching it, but it looks like the capital for producing it is in countries that don't have a high value on human life.
Yeah, I think we're definitely the capital for watching it, for sure. But, yeah, the producers are almost never here. Like, you know, the guy we caught in Iowa, he was a producer as well, but he really wasn't a big-time distributor, at least not yet, you know. So,
what is your honest opinion, because there's been a lot of controversy around it, on the whole situation with the movie and the people that are involved in it? What's your view on the Underground Railroad and all that?
Like the thing that Tim Ballard used to run? Well, I do have some opinions on that. So I don't like that they kind of embezzled their numbers. So the organization has been around since 2013, so like 3,600 days. And they claim to have over 4,000 – they've been part of over 4,000 operations, which makes absolutely zero sense. That means for 10 straight years, they're doing over one a day. So they're obviously lying about their numbers. And, you know, Tim Ballard himself, you know, some weird tactics could have been used. I'm not really – I don't really know too much about that either way, but he definitely lies about numbers to get donations, it looks like. And from what I understand, too, it kind of came out that they take the money and just give it to other organizations. They don't even actually do much themselves, which, you know, kind of makes sense because there's no way to have 4,000 in 3,600 days. So, yeah, I mean, at the very least, he's a liar. At the most, he's you know, a lot worse than that. And he's also, I think, a Freemason, too, so I don't trust any of that stuff.
But, I mean, just to be fair, I think the movie has brought a lot of awareness, or is there a dark side to it?
No, it's definitely brought a lot of awareness. Like, there's good and bad in everything, you know, and the human trafficking is very real. Like, it's definitely not a conspiracy theory that it exists. And kind of seeing the left's heads explode saying, oh, this is a QAnon conspiracy, this and that, makes them look really bad and kind of exposes a lot.
Well, yeah, to see the left basically attack the movie and defend this stuff. And, of course, that's my next question. We've really seen the LGBT groups become LGBTQPS, literally a target, because I went and saw it myself, and I saw some people wearing it in Austin and in Nebraska, of all places, with devils with babies in their arms saying Pride Month, and it says demon in the middle of Pride Month, makes the word demon. And so now the left really is embracing pedophilia and Satanism, from what I've seen.
Yeah. It used to go from, you see this happen in real time, like with old trans kids thing. Like, it used to be like, oh, no kids are transitioning to, oh, now it's a good thing. I mean, it's happened in real time. But, yeah, no, it's the same thing. Like, they denied being Satanists, and now they're saying that, well, Satanism's better than Christianity and stuff. And I'm like, it's insane. But you kind of realize, like, for some people, there's no line where they're going to turn around and be like, whoa, okay, this is just a little bit messed up. Like, they're that deep into the whole tribal mentality, and it's really worrying.
Exactly, and now the social engineers can add any letter they want to the tribe, and they'll support it.
Yeah, oh, exactly, and I mean, the UN coming out saying that there can be consensual sex between a kid and an adult, and crazy enough, that's how we get the predators to confess, because no predator, I mean, well, maybe one out of 100 is going to say, yeah, I wanted to force myself onto them, blah, blah, blah. But even when it comes to, like, them molesting kids, I'm like, well, I'm sure this 10-year-old, your 10-year-old daughter came on to you and did some stuff. And they're like, well, yeah, that is what happened. So then I did this. I mean, it's crazy how much they gaslight themselves into saying that it can be consensual.
I want to come back in a few minutes. We don't break for a while and play a bunch of these clips here. But I'm asking the questions here, and that's not good. You're the expert. What else is front and center for you?
Well, you know, I don't really look too far ahead. Just got to keep on going. And we got the Northeast coming up soon. We got a really big child porn guy in Maine to go get. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully our first arrest in Maine. And, yeah, we got some other stuff. So we'll see.
What's the worst part of the U.S. from your research?
Worst cop response is Kern County, California, where Bakersfield is. That whole county can, if you're going to be a chomo dude in that county, it's been ridiculous. But, the worst place for predators, I'd say, is we get the most from Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. Ohio is just, but the cop response in Ohio is really good though. So it kind of balances out.
Wow. So what do they do in that area in California? They just won't respond?
They do respond, but they don't take up any of our cases. So we caught a guy named Jeffrey Lee who said he, and I quote, received infant porn twice a day. And I was telling the cop this, and the cop's just looking at him, deleting stuff off his phone, didn't even talk to him or take his phone. He just told me to get off their property, and that was it. It's ridiculous. It's really
weird. Why do you think that city is so evil?
It's the whole county. Kern County's giant. It's like 2 hours each way. I think the district attorney needs to be replaced. He's terrible. Like, I don't know. I hope a lot of people in Bakersfield are watching this right now. But your district attorney has let off sex. We caught two sex offenders there. No police response on any of them. No follow up. No nothing. And that district attorney needs to be out of there. I don't even know his name. I don't even want to look at him. But yeah.
Well, I don't let my, most of my children are grown up now. I'm getting old. Time flies. But I've got one still at home. 6 and a half, we don't let her online or any of these things, but I see the news. I talk to their parents. They let their children play online games, and I see in the news, we see these zombie-like predators that just can't stop. They just, they 24 hours. I mean, how dangerous is it to let your children, your little girls and boys, get on these online games where they can talk to people?
It's bad. You know, I played Roblox as a kid, and I didn't deal with any of that stuff, but it's definitely something to be wary for. Like, I won't say just don't let them have a childhood because of it, but we caught a sex offender in Osage County, Oklahoma, twice convicted sex offender, and he told me that he was playing with an 8-year-old girl on Roblox and asking her these sexual questions, and then he coincidentally had 1,500 images of child porn. Y'all can watch that one on Rumble. It's Predator Poachers Bartlesville, and just type that in, you'll see that video. But yeah, they're everywhere. It's a big issue on Roblox for sure.
And it's growing cult that governments and the left are defending all over the planet. Why would the Democrats hitch their wagon to pedophilia? We'll ask that question of Alex Rosen. We'll come back and play some of these sickening clips. Warning, these are some disgusting-looking people. It will make your skin crawl. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alex Rosen, I know that when we got sent child porn in our email a bunch, it was so horrible when employees accidentally opened it that they quit. And then we caught the other side sending it hidden in messages, hoping we'd open it. Of course, we didn't. But I've been blessed that I've never actually looked at it. Though I've seen the books that are in the public schools, the middle schools that are graphic images of pedophilia. And there's this paradox where you don't want to talk about it or show it on air, even blur it out, because you're almost like contributing to it. But at the same time, you've got to show it to people. And I have listeners and affiliates call us, and I agree with them at one level, and say, please don't get graphic or talk about this. Just like the parents that get arrested at school boards or city councils, including one of our own reporters, the police took her out. They didn't arrest her. She had kids, kid in the sixth grade, and they had this book she was showing and trying to read, and they wouldn't let her read it. They kicked her out. So you can't read it in public, but you can give it to a 11-year-old or a 10-year-old. How do you deal with that? Because it's not just in the movie The Sound of Freedom where the guy has to quit because it's too horrible seeing it. But I've read that and seen that and talked to other cops that have been involved. They say it's not a job most people can do for very long. And again, you're somebody that just kind of ran into this and then wanted to help people. But how have you been able to handle this? Because I know I've aged a lot caring about people and being engaged just in studying all this evil. But I'll be honest with you. I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't be around those people. I would probably punch them. I'd probably be in jail. I mean, how have you been able to do this?
Well, I don't know. I think I've always had a thick skin about a lot of things.
Alex Rosen's our guest. His Skype just cut out. We're going to reconnect with him right now. I'm going to start playing some of these clips now. And Alex, you back?
Yeah.
You were saying you've always had a thick skin. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've always had a thick skin. So, I mean, in high school, I was like one of the only white kids, especially on the football team. So, I'd always get called this and that. I would always sling it back to them, too. Like, it was never one-sided. I learned to just talk crap to people.
Well, you're also not a little guy, so.
Right, exactly. So I think, like, that helps, just being able to hear stuff and not let it affect you and get to you and stuff like that. And then it's also a job, too. Like, this is my career. So if I want to do my job effectively, I can't let emotions get in the way of it because, it would be gratifying to...
Well, I'm asking for myself, how do you do it? Because I have trouble doing that.
Oh, okay.
I can isolate myself. I can be like a doctor that's, at an ER at night. I get you have to be... What's the term they use for it? You still care, but you're able to be separate from it.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. You just got to remove yourself from all emotions and just realize it's a job. But, there's different stuff that just grosses people out, and just hearing what they say doesn't really have an effect on me anymore. Like, it used to really piss me off, but now I'm just kind of numb to it, so I think that's a big factor as well.
All right. Well, you sent us a bunch of videos, and I've got a bunch more. Let's just start with a few minutes. Who's the pizza guy you already busted before with the flowers? What's his name?
David Morris.
All right, I think we're going to play the second time you busted him. Here it is.
Hey, what's up, David? My name's Gordon. Nice to meet you, bro.
All right, how do you know me by name?
Well, we got to talk about Emily. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to a quiet place if you don't mind. And that's for safety. We're not going to hurt you. Are those yours over there? Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well, you're sweet.
We just
here. Is that your stuff here? Want to just go behind here so nobody can overhear what we're talking about?
Okay.
All right. It's awesome, man. Hot day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Very hot.
All right. Well, nobody's here to hurt you, take any money from you, anything like that.
Okay.
I just kind of scoot back a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So my name is Gordon. Sorry to meet you like this.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What is all this for?
So that's for safety because, I'm a big guy. They're big guys.
Okay.
And, none of us want to hurt you. And I want you to be sure that we're not going to do that, man.
Okay.
We just want to talk about what's going on,
okay.
Because obviously you're a good dude.
Yeah.
Emily's a good person. We just want to make sure everything's cool here, okay?
I talked to him not many times over the phone.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sophia, yeah.
Okay. So how old's her mom?
Her mom?
Yeah.
I think her mom is, she told me a couple, 34 or 35.
Okay. And how old Emily?
Emily is only 11.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, I think y'all have been talking for a little bit.
Yeah, off and on.
Off and on.
Yeah.
Just.
Oh, no, I was self-employed.
Badass.
But I'm retired. Yeah, I'm retired.
You're retired and retarded or
retired?
Okay. Got it. You got that thick Midwest accent there, man.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. I love it. I love this area. Okay, so, you know, obviously there's quite a few things to unpack here, I'm sure, as you know.
Okay.
So,
can we sit on the
yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I don't want to stand over you, man.
All right. Okay.
I know you're older, and I'm fat, so we both got to sit down.
Hey, weight don't matter, okay?
Okay.
Weight does not matter.
Got it. Okay, so Emily's 11, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So kind of what's going on? Like, when did this kind of stuff start for you, man? Because, you know, I don't want someone like you to be down any type of path you shouldn't be on.
No, I'm not no pedophile.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Yeah. I mean, I got kids of my own.
Right.
Yeah, I got three daughters and one son.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't got no record for no pedophile or nothing like that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. And that's why I don't want people getting the wrong idea.
When she requested me on Facebook and I confirmed it, you know, and then that was it. And then we just started doing video calling. I talked to her mom all the time over the phone, you know, everything I did, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, kind of when did this kind of Facebook stuff start for you, this Telegram stuff, that type of stuff? Because, you know, I don't want you to...
I never talked to her on Telegram.
No. I mean, like, just this type of stuff in general. Like, not just with Emily, just in general.
Maybe about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks before Emily or 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks not together with Emily.
All right, I'm not going to play the rest of what Alex reviewers. He then basically, it all blurs together with these guys. He starts admitting he has a bunch of stuff on his phone, and then the police come. And how did he end up getting arrested?
Well, so basically he was so comfortable with us that I had him show the child porn on his phone to the cops, and that video, if you just type in Predator Poachers East Chicago on Rumble, you'll be able to see that whole video. It's completely free. Yeah, he shows the cops.
Fast forward to the end, folks, to the crew. It's a long video. Fast forward to the end. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah.
And, and so he gets out 3 days later, messages us again, and then we just set him up again, and he just has child porn again, and he gets arrested again, and I think this can happen 10 times before he starts to realize that we're not real.
Yeah, he's able to talk. He doesn't come off as retarded, but there's
he's
obviously
not.
Something wrong with him. I mean, beyond being a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I talked to his two of his kids a few days ago on the phone, and they were just like, he actually did get arrested for child pornography in the early 2000s. He was just taking pictures of kids in the neighborhood, and he's been at this for a long time, to say the least.
Any idea of statistically how many of these ghouls are out there, say, in the U.S.?
Well, I think it's 5% of the population, so 300 million divided by... maybe like 15 million, 20 million. I think it's that many.
Well, I asked a question before break. Why would the Democrats, and not just here, liberal parties everywhere, openly endorse this and Hollywood promote it and, like, make it a part of their platform?
You know, politically, I don't know why they would do that, why they think it's a smart idea. But, you know, if they have control of the elections, then, you know, they can do whatever, kind of whatever they want. But, you know, there's really not a good reason why they're pushing it besides just people are evil. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. In America, evil just exists, and people are just truly evil. And people that are pedophiles are evil. Like, evil doesn't just exist in Germany in the 40s. It's everywhere. And I think people don't realize that.
Well, the good news is these guys look pretty obvious, at least the ghoul types. But look at this. You mentioned that area of California. Former CHIP officer who was assigned to that area, convicted of trying to meet minor for sex. So... you know, it seems like there's quite a bit of this. Now, I don't know if you released the full video yet. I don't know how much we can play.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Intelligence agencies are involved in this.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. I mean, that finder stuff is 100% real. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy, because you would think that, I mean, if it's easy for just a 23-year-old and, you know, a team of people that are just kind of, you know each other online to find out about these groups and get a list of numbers and stuff like that, I think those governments, wherever it's being produced, whether it's here or in South America, wherever, they just need to step up and go do it, because it's not hard to track someone's IP. I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure if I had the technology the government has, we definitely would be doing it. And they just kind of need to step up, man. But sadly, they just don't. And yeah, it's a tragic situation.
I want to play clip three. Child predator doesn't think talking sexually to an 11-year-old should be a crime. Go ahead and play clip three.
I don't think this should be a crime at all. I mean, and there's something that does come of it. Like I said, I got about 3 months to go. And I have COPD, diabetes 2 in the third, like, degree, whatever they call it, and I'm going to die. And there's no, I would never jeopardize that.
Somebody sent me a clip of him admitting to watching a child porn video here.
No, I did not. I did not watch.
What's sad is this guy looks like he's about to die, and instead of trying to get right with God and see his kids or grandkids, he's trying to see child porn.
Yeah, that guy's name is Jack Rickman of Rock Springs, Wyoming. He is on the sex offender registry for having a kid perform oral sex on him. And, yeah, he was messaging our 11-year-old decoy very sexually, and he admits to us when we interview him that he goes on the dark web to watch child pornography. These people never stop, and as you can see, they never think they do anything wrong. I mean, they are just depraved people, like you said, demonic.
Let's play clip two. Alex Rosen, the child predator we're currently confronting on an Indian reservation, just got cuffed and stuffed in a cop car. Here it is.
She called.
How's it going?
Oh, man, she's good. We're just having a conversation here with Michael Peter, right? That's her name? Okay. Just be truthful. What's going to happen today? Okay. Just tell me if I'm wrong. You were basically here to have sex with who you thought was a 13-year-old, and you brought a condom. Am I correct?
Yes.
And those messages were pretty much what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And this condom was supposed to be worn when you were having sex with her?
Well, let's start here, because we're new to this investigation that you had going.
Sure.
So let's do the first things first. All right. Yeah. Well, no. Stand up. Turn around. Face that way. Pat you down real quick. Your phone there. Any weapons?
It's double masking. California.
All right. I'm just going to detain you right now, okay, until we figure out a little more of what's going on. But so far, I'm enough to detain you.
Yeah.
Okay? But we're going to get to the phone. You're going to come over here. Doesn't look good, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there, okay? But right now, you're detained. I'm not going to talk to you about anything yet. But I'd like to talk to these folks a little more, okay? What's your last name?
So what ended up happening with that guy?
Well, San Bernardino County, California, which, by the way, is total opposite of Kern County. They're great. They ended up dumping his phone. So on top of the messages of trying to meet up with a 13-year-old girl, he also had child pornography. So it's probably going to be a 1 to 2 year sentence in California, which is really long for that, by the way, in California. So, yeah, he's not good for him.
Let's go to the next clip. Let's go to one. He wanted to shower with a 12-year-old and her 8-year-old sister. Where is this?
I got to see the clip.
Play the clip. Here it is.
And then Brooke said, like the stuff we do, like in the shower, talking about her sister joining. How old did she say her sister was?
I don't know.
Okay. Was she younger or older, you think? Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So Brooke says here, I mean, I wouldn't care, but she might get mad if she couldn't join us. And then here he said.
Man, who is this guy?
His name is Jeff Trost of Vancouver, Washington. I don't think he's been arrested yet, but that guy's a monster. He wanted to fly down to Alabama and go meet who he thought were these two girls. But since we were in Vancouver, we just had to go get him over there. But, yeah, he's a monster.
Wow. So like you said, you're able to do stuff law enforcement can't. He'll go anywhere.
Absolutely. We don't have any jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction is however far our car goes.
Well, it's a good thing to know you're out there. There's a lot of other. Who are some of the good organizations and groups you know about here in the U.S. or worldwide that people should support, like yourself? And how do we do it, Alex?
For sure. Well, first and foremost, go watch Predator Poachers on Rumble. Completely free to go watch PREDATOR/POACHERS on Rumble. Go sub. It's free. Other groups that are great, CC Unit, he's in Southern California. He has a lot of arrests. People vs. Preds, also in Southern California, a lot of arrests. And shout out to Predator Catchers Incorporated. They're out of Indiana, and they travel a little bit too. And they do a great job of interviewing them. So Eric and Shonda, they are great. Go watch all those people. And there's more too, but those are the three that stick out to me.
Well, I get that people don't want to focus on this because it's so horrible, but I think that's what evil counts on, is you just run rampant. And so let's go back, because I find it fascinating. You know, you were a college football player, whole nine yards, successful, doing good on your career track, and then you're just keep hearing about this. I'm going from memory, but you didn't believe it was this easy to find a pedo, and the first time you threw a line in the water, you got one.
Yeah, no, I wanted to go catch the bad guys now, and I was like, oh, well, this is let's see how this goes. And gosh, I mean, within 30 minutes, somebody wanted to go meet who they thought was a 15-year-old boy. And then from there, I just never stopped doing it, because there's endless amounts of these people, and if we could make a little bit of a dent, then so be it. I'd rather do that than nothing.
But let's be honest, and you're doing a great job. I think you're finding the low-hanging fruit, which is very important. But when it comes to the volleyball coach or the doctor – or the bad cop or the psychiatrist or the psychology. I mean, that's that, or the, you know, the different correctional institutions that have kids in them. That's where the real super organized stuff's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we just got a fire lieutenant from Newport News convicted to over 30 years in prison. And that's somebody that obviously him meeting our 12-year-old was not the first time he tried to do this. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a combination. Like, there's no race, there's no color, there's no job. It can be literally anybody. That's what makes it kind of different than other crimes.
It's creepy as hell, man. I don't know how you do it. It's incredible. So again, one more time for people that want to support you. I never heard you come on here and ask for donations and stuff, and I see you knocking it out of the park without even looking. I see your stuff everywhere. You're really bringing awareness to this. How do people support you?
Well, the best way is Predator Poachers on Rumble. There it is right there. Completely free. It takes, like, you just got to put in your email to sign up a Rumble if you don't have an account. But if you do have an account, just press follow on there.
So you're able to pay for this just with advertising money?
No, we do have people that donate. But, yeah, if you want to press that red join button next to follow on Rumble, that's a way to donate. But following is fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, don't be shy. You know, I'll tell you, people fighting evil need to stop being shy. We need money. You've delivered. You've got the fruit. You got the proof. People need to get behind you. And that's one thing about conservatives and people is we're very shy about asking for money. I'm not. I mean, the enemy spent almost $20 million this year on record trying to shut me down. Okay, and our listeners, with a few million, we beat them. So just good has to keep fighting. And I've got a daughter. I'm going to have grandchildren probably soon, you know, at least in a few years. I hope so. And I'm glad there's people like they're out there like you, because let me tell you, I ever learned somebody molested one of my kids, they're dead. And that's a weakness I actually have. But I mean, there's no waiting, there's no police, there's none of that. And so I just want to stop this now. And you know, God bless you. If you did anything, I would tell you go undercover into the drag queen pedophile times. I know you have some, because so many of them are pedophiles. So many of them, we've had our guys go do it and run their license plates and caught them. Man, that's just, you know, we don't even have the resources. God, you're doing a lot less. So, Alex Rosen, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you for platforming and giving awareness as well. You're the best.
Thank you, sir. All right, look, I got more calls. Scott, Vinny, Rob, and Jen. I'm going to get to all you, and then Gerald Celente is going to take over. We'll skip both network breaks next hour so he gets his time back from your calls. So let Gerald know. On my children, I am maxed out. I'm getting ready to sell a piece of property and a car and stuff, but that won't even pay off half the debt I owe. And I'm not complaining. I don't judge myself as a loser by being out of money in the fight against evil. I see it as, like, awesome. Like, I'm the gladiator, stabbed 10 times. I just took out 10 dudes, and, you know, I got one more to take out. And I really think it's my job to keep fighting. Only you can keep me in the front lines against the enemy. The enemy really doesn't like us because they know my spirit's real. They know at a spiritual level I mean business against them. I will crush them. And I can't do it, though, without you. We will crush them together. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. While you're at it, if you didn't read The Great Reset and The War for the World, get it. This book's twice as long. We're literally proud of it. You can get a signed copy as a fundraiser. We need the money. You're getting an unsigned copy. InfoWarsStore.com. Or to drop it to number one, you can get it at Amazon.com. And, of course, there's a lot of great products. We keep extending the sale because I asked him why. Why do we keep extending the sale? He said, because we're updating the site on Wednesday. So if you want to get Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus and the rest of a discount, get it now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.